Today's daf is Menachos Daf Samech Aleph. We were discussing yesterday the mitzvah of Hagasha, the requirement to bring near the Mizbeach, not just near, but actually have the Karbon Mincha touch the Mizbeach. And the Mishnah on Samech Aleph had introduced that there are four categories. There are some Karbonos that require Hagasha, don't require Tenufa, some that require both, some that require neither, some that require the reverse, Tenufa and not Hagasha. So the Mishnah only gave examples, though, of Elu Atunos Hagasha, the to Unos Tenufa, things that require Hagasha only. So that's why this sugya is not really about Tenufa, it's primarily about Hagasha. And Samech Aleph, starting with that Mishnah, we're going to get into the Chiv of Tenufa. But in the context of Hagasha, in the middle of Samech Amid Beis, we had Darshan that when the Pasuk says Vehevesa, it's L'rabos Mincha Sota LaHagasha. It comes to tell me that there's a requirement of Hagasha on Mincha Sota. So now on the first wide line, or medium-sized line of Daf Samech Amid Beis, the Gemara starts to challenge what the Vehevesa is really there for. Is Vehevesa maybe teaching us something else? So says Gemara, Eino Amar Vehevesa, Ela Sheyach Misnadiv, maybe Mincha Acharis Chutz Me'el Shabinyin. Maybe Vehevesa tells me that a Yachid could be Misnadiv, some other type of Karbon Mincha, besides for the five that we know that a Yachid can be Misnadiv. So Vedinu, and after all, we can suggest a logically compelling argument that should be so, because tzibur may be mincha menachit in chova, or may be mincha menasaur in chova. The tzibur has to bring a karbon mincha from chitin as a chiyuv, and they also have to bring a karbon mincha from Sa'orim, that's a chiv. What's the karbon mincha from Sa'orim, that's a chiv? That's the mincha Sa'omer. So just like the tzibur has two chiyuvim of karbonos mincha, one that's minachitin and one that's minasa'orim, there are actually several minachitin, the shtei alechem and the lechem apanim, but also the mincha Sa'orim from they also have the mincha Sa'omer, which is Sa'orim. So af yachid shemevi mincha minachitin dava, yavi mincha mincha Sa'orim. So I would think that a yachid should parallel that, in the sense that just like a yachid could bring a mincha from chitin as a nedava, he should be able to bring a mincha from sa'orim that's a nedava as well. Tamalomar eila. That's why the pasuk says eila. Ainli ela eila. So I would only know from the word eila that it's these these karbanos, these five that he's allowed to bring. Oeinu omer eila elo lo omer harei alai mincha shemevi chamishisan. Or maybe eila is coming to teach me that the five that are brought in the dava, if he says he wants to bring a mincha, he has to bring all five. Tamalamar may eila. That's why it says may eila. The extra mem. Tell me no. You could bring ratza achas maybe ratza chamishton maybe. If you want to bring one of them, one of the five that you're allowed to be misnadev kizuntay. If you want to bring all five, okay kizuntay. Bring all five. Rabbi Shimon Omer es hamincha l'rabos shar menachos. Rabbi Shimon says es hamincha comes to include other menachos kigon minchas nachrim minchas nashim lahagasha. That minchas nachrim and minchas nashim require Hagasha as well. So Yachol Shani Marba Af Shtei Alechem Alechem Apanim, I might think that we should include Shtei Alechem Alechem Apanim as well for Hagasha. Tamalomar Mei Eile. That's how Rabbi Shimon Darshan's Mei Eile. Mei Eile is obviously a miyut. What's it coming to be Mimait? Is it coming to be Mimait? Minchas, how many minachas you have to bring when you're Minadev? Or is it coming to be Mimait? Shtei Alechem Alechem Apanim. So that's the Machlokas. Umari Isa L'Rabos Shar Menachos Ulotzi Shtei Alechem Alechem Apanim. Okay, we have a miyut in the pasuk, mei eila, but of all of the things to be mema'it, what led Rabbi Shimon to dafka say that lechem apanim and shtei lechem are the things that don't require, are the karbanos that do not require ragasha? Why choose those out of all the possible karbanos? So marba nishar menachos, sheish men li'ishim, umotzi ani shtei lechem lachapanim, sheish men li'ishim. We would rather include other karbanos where parts of it go on the fire, as opposed to shtei lechem and lechem apanim, where there's ein mehen li'ishim, where none of it goes on the fire, and that's why it's excluded from hagasha. Frak the gemara v'alo minchas nesachim kulo li'ishim, yachol yeituna hagasha. So then minchas nesachim should definitely require hagasha, because the whole thing gets burnt on the fire, so the whole thing goes on the mizbeach. So it should certainly require hagasha. Tamalomar v'hikriva. That's what the pasuk comes and tells me, v'hikriva. That v'hikriva comes to tell me that a minchas nesachim does not require Hagasha. So Vaha Pikte, but didn't we already use Vikriva one time to teach me that Mincha Sota to include a Mincha Sota? So it says, well, no, Vihikriva. We could darshan both because you have Vihikriv and Vihikriva. So the extra hay could be used for a drasha as well. Okay, so you have a miyut in the pasuk to tell me that minchas nesachim does not get hagasha. What made you believe that other menachos should and minchas nesachim shouldn't? Why should minchas nesachim be excluded? Meaning we explained that lechem apanim and shtei lechem are excluded. Were most logical to exclude because they have no part that's burnt on the mizbeach. But why would you logically exclude minchas nesachim? That when the Torah gives you an opening by giving you a miyut to exclude something, that you should dafka choose minchas nesachim? Says Gemara, marba nishar menachos shabos beglalatzman umotzi ani minchas nesachim. We would rather include other menachos because they are babiglal atzman, they are brought on their own, they're independent karbanos, as opposed to minchas nesachim is just brought as nesachim for another karban. It's brought as nesachim that go along with the zevach. So since it's not its own independent karban, that's why it's excluded from hagasha, because apparently it's not as chashuv. Brisk Rav points out, even though a person could be misnadev, yisnadev ad minchas nesachim bifnei atzma, if a person wants, he can bring as an adava a minchas nesachim bifnei atzma without any karban. It's not that it's going to require hagasha in that situation. What the Gemara means to say is minchas nesachim, since it's a min that's ba beglal zevach, it doesn't require hagasha. You're not going to say that it's a function of when it's ba beglal zevach versus when it's not ba beglal zevach. It's a function of that type of karban. That since that type of karban is often ba beglal zevach, that's why it does not require hagasha. Even if in a given situation, it won't be Baba Gal Zevach, for instance, if you are Minadev to bring a Karban Mincha on its own, Minchas Nesachim on its own. Okay, says Gemara, but wait a second, Valo Minchas Kohanim, U Minchas Kohen Mashiach, Baos Begal Atzman, Yachul Yehutu Unos Hagasha. How about Minchas Kohanim, Minchas Kohen Mashiach? Those Karbanos are Baba Gal Atzman, they are Mimenu L'ishim, they do get burnt on the fire, so why in the world should they not require Hagasha? So I'm I think that they should require ragasha. Tamil Omar, vihigisha. That's why the pasuk says vihigisha, as that's also a miyut. So hami bayle lugufesha to nagasha. The Gemara, no, vihigisha. We already use vihigisha just to tell me the very din of hagasha. That's what's needed. That's where the Torah tells us that there's such a concept of hagasha. So no, min vihigish vihigisha. Could have said vihigish vihigisha implies dafka it, as opposed to other karbanos. So we're dafka excluding the minchas kohen mashiach and the minchas kohanim from hagasha. But again, the same question we asked by the shtei lechem lechem apanim and by the minchas nesachim. Granted, I see an exclusion there, but how do you know to exclude dafka these karbanos? Maybe we're excluding some other karban from Agasha. Maybe a Minchas Nedava. No, Minchas Machvas. How do you know to exclude Dafka, the Minchas Kohen and Minchas Kohen Mashiach? Marisa, the Rabbi Shammah, Minchas Kohen Minchas Kohen and Minchas Kohen Mashiach. Why would you think to include all the other Menachos and exclude Dafka this? So Marba Nishar Menachos, Sheishmen Leishim, Ubaos Begalatzman, Vieshmen LeKohanim. So basically, this line that we just read is not really the answer to this question only. It's the rule that answers all three questions that we had asked. Meaning, even though we had answered two of them already, now we're just summarizing it in one big rule. Why is it that when we have three mi'utim in the psukim about Hagasha, that we dafka choose to be mimai? Number one, shtei alechem lechem apanim. Number two, minchas nesachim. And number three, minchas kohen and minchas kohen mashiach. Why are those the three categories that we choose to exclude from Hagasha? So the Gemara says, well, the rule is, we're marbe shar menachos that have something that's burnt on the fire, and are brought independently, and the Kohanim get a chelek of. Normally, Karban Mincha, Kohen gets the Shirayim. The Shirayim Mincha goes to the Kohen. Umotzi Ani, so that's why we exclude these three categories. Number one, we exclude Shtei Alechem Lechem Apanim, Shein Men Leishim. The Shtei Alechem Lechem Apanim don't go on the fire. Number two, we exclude Minchas Sesachim, Shein Abba Begal Atzma. Minchas Sesachim, which is not brought independently. And number three, we exclude Minchas Kohen, Minchas Kohen Mashiach, Shein Mehen the Kohanim, where the Kohen gets no part of it. So really, that last line is the only part that's being answered right now. The other two we already answered, but the Gemara is just sort of summarizing everything we have learned until this point. Period. So that's how we know to exclude those three categories of korbanos from the mitzvah of Hagasha. So now we darshan weiter. Veherim, it says you lift it up. Yachol b'kli, I might think that you should lift it up b'kli. So that's why it says very menu bekomtso, that it's dafka gotta be biyad. Ma'arama amar la'alan bekomtso, avarama amar kan bekomtso. Just like the arama that we say by v'herim imenu bekomtso, when we talk about kmitza is biyad. So to over here, it's also with biyad. So that's the that's how we darshan the pasuk. Torah Tmima just points out. He says yesh lahakshos Torah Tmima and. We mentioned this before when we were learning Zvach and Tartum in Parshas Vayikra in Perek Beis in Os Yud Dalet. He raises the question, L'chora, why do I need a drasha not to be coming to Bekli? According to the Mishnah Maseches Kelim, Melo Kumtso has to be measured based on the Kohen himself, based on the size of his hand. There is no set shear of a Kometz. So how would we ever have a Havamina to use a Kli? There's no Kli that's exactly the size of every Kohen, because every Kohen has a different size Kometz. And he says, Dochak, to say that they made a special Kli, that the Havamina was that they would make a special Kli for each Kohen, because then they would need hundreds, thousands of kelim, and also every single time a new kohen was old enough to do the avoda, they would need to make new kelim for him. So he says it could be that the din that kometz is based on the size of the person is only learnt once we already knew that the din that it's got to be biyad, that it can't be bekli. It could be that's what came first, and that's what the psikta in Parshas Tzav implies. It says bekomtzo shol yase mida lekometz ella hagadol figadol v'katzon v'fikatzno. At first, that you don't have a measuring kli for the kometz. Okay, once I know that I don't have a measuring kli for the kometz, then there's room to say hagadol figadol v'katzon v'fikatzno, that it's going to be determined based on the size of the person. Previously, we learned that you don't make a midah l'kometz, and Rashi says that we learned that from this din that lo yikmotz al yidei kli el biyado tos yisha. Meaning, Rashi explained that's what it means, that the kmitza itself, you don't take the kometz b'kli. You only take the kometz biyad. But the Tos Yishanim in Maseches Yuma quotes from Rabbeinu Shmuel that we learn from the drasha that you're not even allowed to measure the sheer kometz al yidei a kli and then to take the kmitza biyad from that kli. But the fact that you can't actually take the kmitza from a kli, that's a davar pashut. That's what Tos Yishanim in Yuma suggests, that it's pashut that you can't take the kmitza with the kli. The chiddush is, even if you take a kmitza with the kli and then take a biyad from that kli, even that's no good. What's the havamina? Why would you do that? What's the mechanics of it? So here it comes from Chidush Rabbi Yaleib in Chelet Beisim in Mem, who explains Rabbeinu Shmuel as follows, that avodas hakmitza, aside from the fact that there's a maisa hakmitza, which is lifting the kmitza from the shirayim, and the medidas hakometz, there's also a shame kometz on that which you have taken the kmitza from. So there's a maisa kmitza and a shame kometz. So Rabbeinu Shmuel holds that had it not been for this halacha, that we don't make a midah l'kometz, that we don't make a measuring kli for the kometz, we would have been mechalik the avodas hakmitza in the following way. Do the maisa hakmitza and the medidas hakometz with the kli. The chalos shame kometz, that you could do afterwards biyad. So kamash v'lan, the halacha tells me that no, enos amid l'kometz, that even the maisa hakmitza, even the medidas hakometz, has to be done biyad v'lo b'kli, not just the shame kometz. That's how he breaks down this halacha. Okay, there's also a major discussion. The Gemara in Zvachim, we discussed this when we did it, Tzad Yalfa and Beis, mentions that if a person is misnadev shemen b'fnei atzmo, that you take a kmitza from the shemen. So if there is such a halacha that you're not allowed to take kmitza with a kli, how in the world do you take kmitza from shemen? So that was several days in Rishonim. Rabbeinu Gershom says you have to congeal the oil first, and then you can take a kmitza from the oil once you congeal it. Tos Yantif says no, that you would put in a kli the sheer kometz, and you'd be mekayim avodas hakmitza b'shemen. You'd have to use a kli. Then the drasha doesn't apply by shemen. By shemen, there's no choice but to use a kli. What about the fact that there's a din that you're not allowed to use a kli? So he quotes over here this from say from a Kar Baruch that from Tosos and Daf Ayin Dalam Beis it's Muchach that it's incorrect. Tosos over there says, what's the difference between someone who's Misnadev Shemen, where we say that you do take a Kmitza, from someone who's Misnadev Yayin, where you don't take a Kmitza? And Tosos says, because Yayin is Salul, Yayin is a liquid, you can't take a Kmitza. So it seems pretty clear, not like the Tos Yantif. Tos Yantif says, yeah, oil is a liquid also, and that's why you're allowed to take Kmitza Bekli. Seems pretty clear that Tosos doesn't hold that way, that he must hold like the Rabbeinu Gershom, that Shemen is congealed first, and that's how you take the Kmitza. Okay, Vaitu. Now, we already had our Mishnah about Hagasha, or our discussion about Hagasha, but remember, the last Mishnah was about the interplay between Tenufa and Hagasha, between the waving and the bringing close. So we only mentioned those things in the last Mishnah, as we said before, that are Tu'unos Hagasha ve'ein Tu'unos Tenufa, that require Hagasha and not Tenufa. So now this Mishnah lists the other three categories. Elu Tu'unos Tenufa ve'ein Tu'unos Hagasha. These are the things that require Tenufa but not Hagasha. Log Shemen Shel Metzora Va'ashamo Vabikurin Kedivrei Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov. We're going to get into what Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov's Shita is that makes it only Kedivrei Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov. But the Emurei Shalmei Yachid, the Emurim of Shalmei Yachid, the Chaz V'Shok Shalahen of Shalmei Yachid. Echad Anashim Ve'echad Nashim, the Tenufa is done, whether it's a man's carbon or a woman's carbon, Be Yisrael V'la Ba'acherim, but only by Yisrael, not by other people. The Gemara is going to get into what exactly that line in the Mishnah means. Who is being excluded, who's being included. Shtei Alechem V'shnei Kivsei Atzeres, also required Tenufa, no Agasha. What do you do with the Shtei Alechem Shnei Kivsei Atzeres? How do you do the Tenufa? No sin Shtei Alechem Al Gavi Shnei Kivasim. You put the Shtei Alechem on the Shnei Kivasim, on the Kivsei Atzeres. Umeniach Shtei Yadav Lamata. You put your two hands underneath them. Moluch Umevi Malu Umarid. And you bring forward and backwards, up and down. Shnemar Sharhuna Fasharhuram. Period. That's how you would do the tenufa, and those are the karbanos that require tenufa. Now, if you don't do the tenufa, so that we already learned previously in the Mishnah, it's not going to pass all the karban. And Rashi explained that that's b'minchas ha'omer, minchas kna'os, that require hagasha. So Rashi implies that the tenufa ha'omer and tenufa of minchas kna'os are not ma'akev. The tenufa of such karbanos are not ma'akev. Sfasemis just wonders that by the omer, it's hard to say it's not ma'akev. That's something that's repeated several times in the Torah, the mitzvah of Tenufa. And not only that, the whole carbon, it seems like it's the ikar thing that you do with the carbon omer. Well, how do we refer to the day that we bring the carbon omer? Yom Hanef. It's the yom of the waving. It's the yom of the Tenufa. That's what the Mishnah Maseches Sukkah says when it talks about Takaras Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Mishnah Sukkah, Mishnah Roshana, She Yom Hanef Kulo Aser. That the entire Yom Hanef, the day of the Korban Omer, is Aser and Chadash. How do we refer to the day of the, by the Tenufa? So Sfasemis says it's hard to accept that the Tenufa is not going to be Makev by the Korban Omer. So Sfasemis suggests that the Rambam disagrees, that the Rambam holds Tenufas Minchas Kenaos is not Makev, but Tenufas Minchas Omer is definitely Ma'akev. That's the Sfasemis' suggestion. Also interesting, the Tos Rid in Maseches Kiddushin on Daf Lamed Vav and Beis wonders why we don't mention in our Mishnah amongst the Karbanos that require Tenufa Karban Nazir. It says by Karban Nazir Beferish, Lakach HaKoyin Esazro B'Shelim Min Ha'ayil V'Chalas Matzah Achas Min Ha'sal V'Rakek Matzah Echad V'Nosan Al Kapay HaNazir Achar Hiskalchus Nizro V'Heinif Osam HaKoyin Tenufa Lefnei Hashem Kodesh U'Lakoyin Al Chazay Tenufa V'Alshok HaTrumah. It says Beferish. And also with Rashash points out, doesn't mention Tenufas Lachmei HaTodah that are given to the Kohen. So the Keren Oris says that Tenufas Lachmei HaNazir maybe are included in Shalmei Yachid, because the El Nazir has a din of a Shlamim. So maybe it is mentioned, because maybe it's already included in Shalmei Yachid. Okay, Vaiter in the Mishnah. Mishnah says more about Tenufa. Tenufa is b'Mizrach, v'Hagasha b'Mariv. Tenufa is dafka done in the east, Hagasha is done in the west. What does it mean in the east? So Rashi says it has to dafka be done in the east. That Rashi says it's not lav dafka in the east. It means that it could also be done in the east, but it's not to be mema'it doing it b'maruv, because kol shekein, where you're allowed to be main of shem, that's closer to the heichel, so absolutely you could do it b'maruv as well. The Rambam seems to imply otherwise. The Rambam seems to imply in Maaser Karbanos, Perek Tes Halacha Vav, that it's dafka in the east and not in the west. And the Ravid explains, because since it's it's possible to do it in the east, there's no reason to go more lefnim, letzad mariv shelo letzarech. You only go more lefnim when there's a tzarech for it. So if you're allowed to do it in the east, so you do it in the east. Why should you go closer lefnim if you don't have to? Cheshek Shlomo suggests a compromise. He suggests that maybe they're not really arguing. Maybe the tenufos that were done by Kohanim, like the tenufas shtei alechem with the kvasim, the tenufas minchas haomer, the tenufas asher metzor velugo, maybe that was able to be done b'marav, more b'fnim. But the tenufos that were done by the Balei HaKarbon as well, like the Chaz V'Shok, the Emur Yishal Mayachid, so since the Zar is not allowed to go further in, maybe that's what the Rambam was referring to. That's where we're not going to allow it b'marav. That's where we insist dafka it be done b'mizrach and not b'marav. So maybe Rashi and the Rambam really agree with each other. It just depends on which type of Karbon we happen to be speaking of at that time. Okay. Weiter in the Mishnah. The Mishnah then tells us, a halacha, tenufos kod masla agashos, that when you have the choice, tenufa and agasha, you have to do both. Tenufa comes before the agasha. Rashi sounds like he's assuming this is talking about those karbanos that require both, tenufa and agasha. You do the tenufos before you do the agashos. The Rambam makes it sound like he thinks even if you're talking about two different karbanos, I have one karban I need to do the tenufa on, another karban I need to do the agasha on. Better to do the tenufa before the hagasha. That's how the Rambam seems to understand that. And therefore, it seems obvious, if you read like the Rambam, that if you do it in the reverse order, you do the hagasha first, so it's pashut that it's not going to pass on the karban. Because if the whole din applies, even on two different karbanos, so why should the fact that I did some other karban, the hagasha of some karban before I did the tenufa of this one, that obviously is not going to affect this one. If you say like Rashi, that it's a din within one karban that requires both tenufa and hagasha, that the tenufa has to come first, then there's room to say that maybe you should pass on the karban if you reverse it. But according to the Rambam, l'chaor it's pashut that it's not going to pass on the karban. The raya that the Brisker Rav has, that the Rambam is correct, that it's about multiple karbanos, is because the next line of the Mishnah is minchas omer, minchas kraos, tunos hagashu, tunufa, is to tell me which karbanos require both hagasha and tunufa. If Rashi is correct that the din of kedima applies only to those karbanos that require both hagasha and tunufa, then that line should have appeared after the line of which karbanos require both tenufa and agasha. Right? It first should have said, these karbanos require tenufa and agasha, and by the way, if you do, you have to do the tenufa before the agasha. Why does it tell me you have to do the tenufa before the agasha first? Must be that it's talking about, in general, there's such a rule, even not within a single karban. Good, vaitu, lechem apanim, minchas asachim, ain't tunus lo agasha v'lo tenufa. And lechem apanim, minchas asachim, don't require hagasha or tenufa. So now we've gone through all four categories. Things that require both, neither, one, not the other, the other, not the one. Rabbi Shimon Omer, gimel minim tun, and gimel, now the last thing in our Mishnah, gimel minim tun, and gimel mitzvos, shtayim bekalachas v'achas, shlishisayim behen. There are three different karbanos that each require two out of three specific mitzvos on them, but they're a different combination. Each one has a different set of two that it requires. Much easier to see what the example is than to say the rule. The Elohein, these are the three karbanos. Zivchei Shalmei Yachid, Vizivchei Shalmei Tzibur, V'asha Mitzora. Each of those three karbanos has two mitzvos out of three possible mitzvos. What are they? Zivchei Shalmei Yachid, Tun Smicha Chaim. Zivchei Shalmei Yachid gets smicha while the animal's alive. Utnufa shchutin, it gets waved while after the animal is shechted, but ve'in ben tenufa chayim, it doesn't have the third halacha of waved while the animal is alive. Zivchei shalmi tzibur tu'unin tenufa chayim, it gets tenufa while it's alive, ushchutin, and tenufa while it's dead, but ve'in ben smicha, but there's no smicha on the animal. Va'asha mitzora, ton smicha, utnufa chai, vein bo tnufa shachut. It gets smicha, it gets waved while it's alive, but it doesn't get tnufa shachut. So that's the rule. That's how each of these three kabanos have two out of three rules. Okay, says the Gemara. Tana Rabbanu, we have a brisa. V'hikrav osala Hashem es luk Hashemin v'heinif osam tenufa. Melamit shetu'unin tenufa ke'echad. So we see that you do the tenufa all at one time. Uminayin shemheinif zeba atzma v'zeba atzma yatza. How do I know that if you're mainif the different parts separately, that you're still yotzei? Tamalomar v'hikrav oso la Hashem v'heinif. It says oso, not osam. So we see that even the individual parts, you could be mainif separately, you'd still be yotzei. Yachl Yanif Yachsiv Yanif, I might think to do multiple tenufos, one with everything together, and then another one, each one separately. Tamalomar tenufa velo tenufos. That's why the pasuk says tenufa and not tenufos. Right? That's how I know that by the mitzora that the lug shemen and the animal and the parts of the animal are waved together, but they can be waved separately. They don't have to be waved multiple times to cover both possibilities of together and separately. Lifnei Hashem b'mizrach. Pasuk Lifnei Hashem teaches me that it's got to be b'mizrach. V'ha amar Lifnei Hashem yachol b'marav. But didn't we say Lifnei Hashem might mean b'marav? So amri hani mili mincha di'ikri chatas v'chatas tuni yisod v'karen dromas mizrachas lo hayo lo yisod. That's why mincha, which is called the chatas, and the chatas needs yisod amizbeach, and the dromas mizrachas doesn't have a yisod. Aval hach Lifnei Hashem karina be, but over here it could be b'mizrach, because that's good enough to be Lifnei Hashem, since it's not called the chatas, doesn't require yisod. Now this Braisa obviously quotes this halacha of not having to do multiple tenufos and of doing it all together at one time, legabe the tenufos loga shemen with the asham hamitzora. The Rambam quotes this halacha legabe the tenufos shtei alechem with the shtei akvasim. The Rambam says that if you're main with the lechem b'fnei atzmo and the kvasim b'fnei atzmo, you're yotzei, and even though the Gemara never has such a drasha, that drasha appears only here by the carbon of the mitzora. It doesn't appear by the shtei alechem in the Kivsei Atzeres. The Rambam quotes it in connection to the Shtei Lechem Kivsei Atzeres, because Mishnah says that the Rambam must learn it from the Tenufas Lug Shemen and Asham Etzora. Baruch HaShulchan HaAsid just points out that the Makar, that Tenufas Lug Shemen Bifnei Atzmo and Tenufas HaAsham Bifnei Atzmo works by the Metzora is from the Lashon of Oso, the Hikriv Oso, that it Dafka says by the Metzora. It doesn't say that by the Shtei Lechem. By the Shtei Lechem it says Vehinef HaKohen Osam b'loshon rabim. So that's a bit of a problem with the Shitas HaRambam. Shitas HaRambam is that this halacha applies to the Shtei Alechem just like it applies to the Karban of the Mitzorah. Problem is, the drasha by the Karban of the Mitzorah was dafka from the word oso, which is a word that does not appear by the Shtei Alechem and the Kifsei Atzeres. So that's a very problematic idea the Aruch HaShulchan raises with the Shitas HaRambam. Okay, weiter. V'abikurim k'tiv Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. So we said that according to Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, Bikurim is also on the list of things that require tenufa, but do not require hagasha. So says the Gemara, my Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? What did Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov say? That we say it's dafka Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's view of bikurim that requires tenufa and not hagasha. So detanya v'loka hakohen limed al bikurim shetunu tenufa divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. V'loka hakohen teaches us that bikurim requires tenufa. My time is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Wait, where do you see tenufa there? It just says v'loka hakohen. Where do you see anything about tenufa in that pasuk? So gomar yad yad mishlamim. He learns it out yad yad from Karban Shlamim. It says by Bikurim that the Kohen takes the basket of fruits from the hands of the Bailim. Uksiv hasam yadav to Vienna. And it says by the Karban Shlamim yadav to Vienna. So we darshin that the two are equated to each other in the following way. Matan Kohen, Afla Alon Kohen. Just like by Bikurim, it says Beferish that it's a Kohen who takes the Tenem Yadecha. So too by the Shlamim, it's with a Kohen. Umal Alon Bailim, Afkan Bailim. And just like by the Shlamim, it's the Bailim. So too by the Bikurim, it's the Bailim. So wait a second, who is it? Who does the Terufa, the Bailim or the Kohen? Haketzad. The Kohen puts his hands underneath the hands of the Bailim and he does the tenufa. That's the answer. That's how it gets done. So wait a second. All the Rishonim deal with the obvious problem. In general, we have a halacha called chatzitza, that you know, if you have a requirement to do an avoda, you're not allowed to have a chatzitza in the avoda. The Kohen is not allowed to, let's say, put on gloves. Kohanim who have done so have been roundly criticized by Chazal for doing so, that they view it as disgusting. But aside from that, it's chatzitza issues. How can you the Kohen put his hands underneath the hands of the Bailim and do the tenufa? So there are three or four suggestions in the Rishonim as to how to deal with this problem. Rashi Shita is that the Iker Chi of Tenufa is really Al Yidei the Balei HaKarban. The owners of the Karban are the ones that really have to do the Tenufa. It says Al Kapei HaNazir. And therefore, it's only the Tenufas HaBailin that were makbid not to have a Chatzitza. But the Kohen, he's just like an add-on. And therefore, we're not as makbid that he not have a Chatzitza in his Tenufa. What in the world does Rashi mean by that? Asks Tosos, how do you know? Who told you? The Torah tells us both the Kohen and the Bailim has to do Tanufa. So Rashi decided that it's really the Bailim sleeve and the Kohen's just an add-on. Tosfos says, how would he ever know that? Where does that come from? So the Brisker Rav points out beautifully. He says that, yeah, Tzvei Dinim and Tanufa, that you have to understand that there are two, you can break down Tanufa into two separate Dinim. Aside from the Maisa Tanufa that it needs, there's a din in the Korban that the Amurei Korban need to be Nasun Biyada Bailim. They need to be put in the hands of the Bailim. Says the Brisker Rav, who says Tanufa can't have a Chatzitza? Tanufa just means to wave it, to move something. So I pick it up with a stick and I wave it. Who says that's not called waving either? The din of a Maisa Tanufa, there's no din of Chatzitza in a Maisa Tanufa. The reason Tanufa can't have a Chatzitza is because of the other din, that it needs to be Nitan Biyada Bailim. It needs to be placed in the hands of the Bailim. That means Nitan Biyada Mamish, it needs to be placed in his hand. So says the Brisker Rav, that's the difference. That's what Rashi's trying to tell me. Rashi holds the din of Nesinas HaEmurim Biyad, that's only a din that's shaykh to the Bailim. Tanufa is a din that's shaykh to the Bailim and the Kohen. So both of those dinim apply to the Bailim. Only one of those dinim apply to the Kohen. The din that doesn't have any psul of chatzitza applies to the Kohen. The din that does have a psul of chatzitza, of nitan biyada Bailim, that applies to the Bailim. And that's where it comes from. That's why the Kohen is allowed to have a chatzitza. Rashi's not just saying, oh, ikur tanufa. Brisker Rav always says like this. There's no such thing as, it seems like it's more primary. No, there's got to be multiple dinim. There have to be multiple aspects. You have to break it down into its component parts and see which parts apply to the Bailim, which parts apply to the Kohen. Anyway, but that's Rashi's resolution. Tosos Shita is that Tanufas HaBailim and Tanufas HaKohen are both Iker, but when it says Tachas Yad HaBailim, it doesn't mean that the Kohen puts his hands on top of the hands of the Bailim. It means that the Bailim holds the higher part of the Kli, like the sides of the Kli, and the Kohen holds the bottom of the Kli. So they're both touching the Kli directly. Neither of them are touching each other's hands. There is no Chatzitza at all. That's how it tells Tachas Yad HaBailim means lower down on the Kli. Doesn't mean under the Bailim's hands in the sense that he's holding the Bailim's hands. That's how Tosfos understands. Tosfos in Maseches Kiddushin assumes like Rashi in the sense that the Kohen is holding the Bailim's hands. But he also assumes like Tosfos that the Tanufas HaBailim and the Tanufas HaKohen are both Iker. So how does he resolve it? What about Chatzitza? So he says, Afal Pikein, you don't have to worry about Tanufas HaKohen mitzad Chatzitza, because the Torah says that you need the Bailim and the Kohen to do the Tanufa. Must be that the Torah is telling me that there's no Chatzitza problem over here. Kachi mitzvasa. That's the way the Torah established the mitzvah. So Mela, that's the way it is. There's nothing you can do about it. Tosfos brings a raya, very interesting raya, that the Yerushalmi wonders what you do about the Minchas Knos. What do you do about the Tanufa that the Sota, the Minchas Sota, that the Sota has to bring? How does a Kohen hold on to, how does a Kohen do that? A Kohen is a man, the Sota is a woman. How are you going to do the Tanufa? Tachas Yad HaBailim, Yerushalmi asks. Tosfos says the Kasha assumes, obviously, that they're touching each other. The Kasha assumes they must be touching each other, otherwise it wouldn't be. So that's a riot that Rashi's right that I'm wrong, Tosfos says. And he says, nah, maybe I'm really right. Maybe it's just that their hands are in such close proximity to each other. It's a chashash negiya. It's a chashash that they might come to touch each other. What's Taka the answer to that? How are you allowed to do that? So Tosfos quotes three answers. Number one, he says, maybe mapa ve'inu chotzeit. Number one, maybe you put a cloth in between. Number two, he says, maybe Kohen Zakan. Maybe you have a really old Kohen who doesn't have a stronger Yetzer Hara anymore to do it, which is a little bit of a slippery slope, it sounds like. And number three, even if it's a young Kohen, this woman is about to explode. She's about to blow up from the... So maybe there's no Yetzer Hara at that moment in her life, when her life is about to be over. That's the other discussion. Just one more point. Rashi Maseches Erevin writes that you make a bracha on the mitzvah satanufa. Rashi just doesn't say who makes the bracha. So Minchas Chinuch says that according to our Rashi, that the Iker Tanufa is really the Bailim, then only the Bailim makes it. But if you say like Tosos, that there is no Iker, Bailim, Kohen, they both have a mitzvah, so each one is doing a Maisa mitzvah. Each one has their own chiv, so each one should therefore make the bracha. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. V'lei menami k'divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So why don't we say that it's going like Rabbi Yehuda also, this din of Bikurim requiring Tanufa? Why are we dafka locking into Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? Because after all, the Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, V'inachto zu Tanufa. That V'inachto is a reference to Tanufa. So we see that he also holds Bikurim ni Tanufa. Ato Omer zu Tanufa enu ala anacha. How do I know that it's Tanufa and not just placing it down? K'shu Omer v'hinicho arei anacha Omer. Because anacha is already mentioned. Hamani mekayim v'hinachto zu Tanufa. tenufa. So Rabbi Yehuda also says that the Bikurim need tenufa. So why did the Mishnah Dafka say that Bikurim needs tenufa if you say like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? Bikurim needs tenufa if you say like Rabbi Yehuda also. So Amarava, how will the Pasuk be because of Tchilas? So Rabbi says, well, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's drasha came earlier in the Pasuk. So since his drasha came from an earlier word in the Pasuk, we mention him. But Erechinami could be gone like Rabbi Yehuda also. Renachmar Yitzchak Amar Hol V'Rav Gavrei. We'd rather mention Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov than mention Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov was really strong in learning. Rabbi Yehuda was probably pretty good in learning too, but Rashi says that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov shu chacham biyoser, famous comment of Chazal, the Kaimelon, we learn in Erevin, Mishnas, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, kav v'naki. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov doesn't speak up all that much in Mishnayis. When he does, he's always right. Mishnas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov kav v'naki. That's what it means, kav v'naki. Kav means it's a very small amount, it's a small measure, but naki, it's so finely tuned. All of his learning is so carefully chosen, and carefully he speaks so carefully, he's always right. The Mishnah went on to say, the Emurim of the Shalma Yachid, the Chaz of Ashok, men, women, Yisrael, but not others, do tenufa. So my kamar, what in the world does that line in the Mishnah mean? Amar Rav Yehuda Hachi kamar, this is what it means. Echad Anashim ve'echad Anashim karban entalim tenufa. Both men and women, their karban requires tenufa. U'tenufa atzma b'Yisrael avlo b'din Hashem. Granted, both men and women's karbanos require tenufa, but the tenufa can only be done by men. It cannot be done by women. That's what Yisrael means. Yisrael means males. So we change the terminology halfway through the sentence, because we said karban anashim v'nashim, and we really meant, and then we switch it to Yisrael. Yisrael means males also, means anashim. So the karban of nashim requires tenufa, but it's got to be done by men. Tan Rabbanan, Bnei Yisrael Menifin Vein of the Chav Menifin. We dash from Bnei Yisrael can be made of Benad of the Chavim. Bnei Yisrael Menifin Vein Anashim Menifos. And it's Bnei Yisrael and not Benos Yisrael, not women. Am Rabbi Yossi, Matzino Shechila Kakasa bin Karban Yisrael, Le Karban of the Chavim, Le Karban Nashim Bismicha. We find that the Torah distinguishes between a carbon Yisrael and a carbon of the Chavim in regards to carbon Nashim by Smicha. So Yachal Nachlok B'Tenufa. I might think to distinguish by Tenufa as well, that a carbon Nashim and of the Chavim should not require Tenufa like a Yisrael, that neither of them should require Tenufa. So Mali Chalok B'Smicha. So I'm sorry, Yachal Nachlok B'Tenufa. So I might think that we should make that distinction by tenufa as well, that a carbon nashim, carbon avacham do not require tenufa. Lo, so says the Gemara, no, we don't make such a chilik. Mali chalik b'smicha, shasmicha b'baylim, nachluk b'tenufa, shatenufa b'kohanim. By smicha makes sense. There's a reason that smicha, we make such a chilik, because smicha is done by the baylim itself, and therefore smicha can only be done by the baylim itself. So that's why we exclude of the chavim and women from smicha. But tenufa, where tenufa is done primarily by the kohanim, so you're going to tell me that with the exception of those karbanos of the bikurim, where it's done by the bailim, but typically in the most smichas are done dafka by the kohanim. So you're going to tell me that we should make such a chilik that of the chavim and women shouldn't do tenufa? It makes sense to make such a chilik by smicha because it's got to be done by the bailim, and so it makes sense to say that of the chavim and karbanos of the chavim and of nashim don't require smicha because they can't do the smicha. But tenufa, just because they can't do it, it doesn't mean their karbanos don't need it, because tenufa is not done by the bailam anyway, it's done by the kohen anyhow, so just because they can't do it shouldn't disqualify them. Im kein matam lomar b'nei Yisrael, so then why would the Torah say dafka b'nei Yisrael? To teach me b'nei Yisrael menifin vein of the chav menifin, to teach me that b'nei Yisrael do the tenufa, the of the chav don't do the tenufa. B'nei Yisrael menifin vein anashim menifos. So b'nei Yisrael is not coming to tell me whose karbanos require tenufa, it's coming to tell me who does the tenufa. Certainly karbanos nashim do require tenufa. What we're saying is that even though karbanos nashim do require tenufa, the nashim themselves cannot do the tenufa. Tanya idach b'nei Yisrael in the other b'nei Yisrael. Actually, we'll leave the Tanya idach for tomorrow. We'll stop there. Okay.